Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Way too early 2026 mock draft from Jordan Reed on ESPN.com. We're not going to go through it. I am bookmarking it. Anything that says way too early on it, bookmark on Sean T. Pendergast's Twitter timeline. I will take my bow right now, at least on GetUp. Coming up next, Luka Doncic exposed. Was Nico Harrison right about Doncic? Yes.
Damn.
Yes. All you need All we need is a LeBron legacy, and I can close out my bingo card. Yes.
I hope so. And I think that too many people forget this very simple thing in life, is that both sides can be wrong at times.
Okay?
Yeah. There's there is room to both just love that both the Mavericks and the Lakers are potentially just disastrous. Yeah, it's 100% possible.
Well, now you can have that conversation about that deal. Like, would the Lakers have been better? They definitely would have been better served in this series to have had Anthony Davis on that team than Luka Doncic.
Except that he probably wouldn't be available anyway.
Well, maybe not. He was at the end of the year.
I mean, butterfly effect. It doesn't mean he gets injured if he had remained. But he does. He gets injured every year.
He does. Conceding the fact that he might get injured. But if he were healthy, which he was when Dallas played in the play-in game there, he was healthy at the end of the season and playing well. They might have been better served, at least in this series. That was a bad matchup for them because they got no size on that team. And the Timberwolves have all kinds of size with Rudy Gobert, et cetera. So anyways, Lakers lose. And so I've got one headline I've got out of the way. All I need is a LeBron legacy caption on ESPN this morning, and I cash my ticket. Prankgate. It's not really a gate because we know who the culprit was, but the prank call, amongst several prank calls that were made, not all of them were by Jeff Ulbrich, the Falcons defensive coordinator's son and his buddies at Ole Miss.
Yeah. But
that's the most infamous one because they idiotically filmed themselves doing it. If you know the story by now, Shedeur Sanders got a prank call during day two of the draft. It was from a couple of kids from Ole Miss who had Shedeur Sanders' phone number. Turns out one of them was the defensive coordinator of the Falcons, Jeff Ulbrich's son, Jax, who literally took the number off his dad's iPad and wrote it down and used it to call Shedeur Sanders.
This was confidential information and numbers that the NFL gives out to players just that are only supposed to be available to NFL personnel. So before anybody gets up in arms about what Sean's about to say, just remember it was a security breach first and foremost.
I'm not surprised by this. We never got to it yesterday, but I had in the rundown to ask you, do you think that Jeff Ulbrich should be punished in some way over this.
Yeah, I think that it's his son shouldn't have done. I know a lot of people are defending his son or various other people for, hey, it's just a prank phone call. No, this was his son grabbed confidential information off of his dad's iPad or tablet.
Yeah.
And Ulbrich is guilty of just being too free and loose and trusting of his family.
Leaving it out there. Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Of all the places you think you could leave it out there, it would be in your house. You know, like you do it at a Starbucks or something like that. Definitely on you. You would think that in your own house you could leave it there. So, now, that said, the protocol, I'm sure, with the NFL is anytime you walk away from your, I'm just going to say iPad, a tablet. Anytime you walk away from it, you log off or you close it. You make so that nobody can look at it. Even in your own house, the punishment that was handed down by the league was the Falcons. Poor Arthur Blank. Like, what the hell? I'm getting fined. Falcons are getting fined $250K, and Jeff Ulbrich himself is getting fined $100,000. Here was his apology, Jeff Ulbrich's apology yesterday at his media session to Shedeur Sanders.
To publicly apologize to Shedeur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blaine, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Okay. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this.
This,
again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions.
This is about this. This, Seth, hits the Payne and Pendergast elements of an apology on the screws.
Yeah, he didn't make excuses
on the screws.
I've got
the elements right here.
Okay,
say you're sorry. He said the word "I'm sorry." Yeah. Say what it is you're apologizing for. Be specific. I don't know if he mentioned the tablet or anything.
He mentioned the left. It was the transgression was exposing confidential information.
So he mentioned that.
Yeah.
Show you understand why it was bad. Take ownership and show that you understand why you caused hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did that.
Did he? I don't know if he didn't really. He did it. Did he really say, like, hey, Shedeur, I understand what it must be like.
No,
I feel that I ruined your day. I didn't mean to be any part of ruining your weekend or whatever.
I guess I'm probably overweighting the take on. I thought he took ownership of it.
Yeah, took ownership.
But
to be the perfect apology.
You're right.
We can't be
Chad Reuter on this. We have to grade difficult. Don't make excuses. He didn't do that. He's ding for that. Say why it won't happen again, what steps you are taking. He wasn't specific, but he did talk about moving forward, .. Do we give him credit for that?
It'd be hard in this situation because exactly how is he going to not do this again to Shedeur Sanders? I promise that as long as you're in the NFL, I'll never expose any other confidential information I have about you.
Yeah. If it's relevant, make reparations. I don't think it's relevant. There's nothing you can do.
Well, the reparations might be that if he faces Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback, he goes ahead and gives a little bit of info up. Like, Shedeur, these are the blitzes that we're game planning for you this week.
What's our grade for this apology?
I'd give it it's hard. Like, I would say a B+.
Yeah, it's good.
It was well enough. I don't think he didn't show as much empathy as he might have, could have, I guess. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I know it's the NFL, and once you start fining people, it's really funny money. Like $250K to Arthur Blank is a speeding ticket. Now, Jeff Ulbrich's, I would imagine, made good money in his career. He's been a defensive coordinator in the NFL. That's a high six-figure, if not seven-figure job.
Well, no, they're usually making seven figures.
Yeah. So he's made a bunch of money. I don't care how much money you've made. If your kid makes a mistake where you're scratching a check for $100,000, that hurts.
Dude, that's honestly, I did the math.
$100,000.
Sean, if you're going to make, and not to mention your employer, $250,000.
Right.
So if you're going to do one of the classic things you do when your kid screws up, make them work it off.
Yeah.
You know, your kid breaks the neighbor's window. Like, all right, well, you're going to go mow his lawn for X number of hours or something.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To work that off.
Yeah.
Albrecht's kid, if the average lawn worker makes $19 an hour, he's going to have to work 18,421 hours to make up that $350,000.
Wait, say that again. Hold on. Say that again. How many?
The average lawn worker makes $19 an hour. Okay. And he's an adult, you know, like, so he's actually out there doing the work
he's
of an 21 adult.
Years old, yeah.
Yeah. So that's 18,421 hours of labor.
It's going to take a while.
To make up
man.
For it.
That's going to take a
while. The Falcons facilities are going to be immaculate.
Oh, dude. The shrubbery. Yeah.
Have him out there working 16 hours a day trying to work up to that.
Yeah.
They might have to just garnish his wages from whenever. He's probably a junior or senior in college. Wherever he gets his job, just garnish 10% of his paycheck until he pays it off.
Here's my question. He's 38 years old, still getting his wages garnished.
The kid probably doesn't have school loans, right?
Not.
Yeah. Sorry. Welcome to the real world.
That's
like everybody else. You're going to have to work off your school loans.
Got to pay the piper.
Slash punitive measures from the NFL.
Got to pay the piper, man. This question is for the audience and for you, Seth, if you've got a good answer to it. But, like, what's the most expensive mistake that you made as a kid? Like, for your parents? I would imagine for, like, 90% of the people out there, it's going to be some form of a car accident. Of, like, a fender bender, right? That was probably mine. Like, I got into an accident when I was 16. You know, I was in a parking lot. I was, you know, we didn't even have cell phones back there to distract me. I don't know why, but I pulled out of a parking spot, blammo, right into a guy. And that cost my parents a lot of money that eventually I kind of worked off doing different things.
Yeah. Honestly, I had to pay for all my car stuff. So I got in a few accidents, but I had to pay for everything with my car.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever did. I was just so terrified of my parents that I don't think I ever had some kind of misstep to where they had to cough up big money for something.
The most embarrassing thing I think I may have done to my parents, because they made me apologize. I was like 6 years old, and there was a cookout going on at our neighbor's house, and I had to go to the bathroom. I had to pee really, really bad. I was like six. So I went to the driveway of our neighbor's house where I thought nobody could see me, and I peed in between the cars in the driveway there. And I think my mom or dad walked up and like, what are you doing? Like, what are you? And like, they were the only ones that saw me. They made me go over the next day and apologize to the owners of the house that I was peeing behind the cars in their driveway. I had to go. Can you imagine being a 6 year old having to go apologize for peeing in somebody's driveway? How traumatizing.
A 6 year old peeing is never a big deal. It's cute.
Yeah.
So your neighbors were upset about it?
No, my parents were upset about it. My neighbors didn't even know.
It's not like you peed on the car.
No,
and ate away
I just had to go, man. Like I wasn't
that.
Doing it as a prank. I was doing it because I had to pee.
Kids are allowed to pee wherever they want, right? What's the age at which you're not allowed? I feel like as long as you're 10 or under, you're allowed to pee wherever you want. I mean, within reason. Like, no, not in the middle of the shopping mall, but outside.
Yeah,
pee over there.
I feel like it was back at a time where the rules were a little more forgiving with that kind of stuff, too. It was 1975,
I had no idea you grew up in such a draconian household.
That's the weird thing. My parents were not super strict, but for whatever reason, they're like, you're going to go apologize to the Selhoffers tomorrow that you peed in their driveway. I'm like, they don't even know.
This is why I don't have a good answer for you, Sean. Yeah. All right. Let me tell you me coughing up some of my hard-earned money for other people's mistakes when I was a kid. The most ironic thing that ever happened with me and my very interesting relationship with my father was when I was was 19 years old, you know, and I worked on farms in the summer. I had cash, like I wasn't, but I worked really hard for my money. It was when I had to go bail my dad out of jail because he'd been arrested for, wait for it, delinquent child support. So he called up his oldest son, his second oldest child to have his child come bail him out of jail for delinquent child support from his second wife.
I need a documentary on your dad so bad, man. Oh my god. All right.
Oh no, the other time? Real quick.
Be real quick.
Okay, we'll do it after the break. Okay, we'll do it after this one's hilarious.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll save that. That's a good tease. We'll also get to Nick Caserio on Texans All Access, talking about he was revealing on this about some of the things the Texans were looking to do in the draft last week. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.